Second one is there will never be another oil age. There'll never be another iron age. The resources are gone. It won't happen. There can be little small civilizations build up again, but there will never be another global civilization. So we can throw that one out. Oh, and one more thing about that, which is that question is a valid question. I ask it a lot, but I don't ask it really very much anymore because it's kind of like saying, okay, there is a mass murderer in our house and he's coming after us with an axe and, you know, I'm kind of afraid he's going to come back tomorrow. It's like, let's worry about that one tomorrow.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay, then this is the last question. How are you going to ensure that you don't turn into a religious figure?
Are you asking both of us?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen this sign, demon, demon, demon? You mean like Dylan's flesh-colored Christ that glows in the dark? That kind of religion? What are you talking about? I mean, we have spirituality, both of us.
Leader of a cult.
Oh, a cult leader.
Or a savior.
A savior.
Well, personally, I did not want to go like this.
No. No.
Because if that's the point, if we are trying.
My answer to that is when people ask me, what do you want me to do? I always say the first thing is sure as hell don't listen to me. Because I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. And that's not true. That's not what I say. What I say is don't listen to me because I said this afternoon. I'm doing a drive-by. I don't live here. I don't know how to live sustainably in what is now called Denver, Colorado. If you want to know how to live sustainably, go ask the river. Go ask the prairie dogs. They know how to live here. You might actually ask the human beings who live here for a long time. Just a thought.
If you can go to Wyoming or Montana or Oklahoma to find them, because they've been shoved both directions to make way for this wondrous creation.
So ask. Ask those who live here, including the non-humans. So that's why I won't be a religious figure, is because when people say, what are you going to do? I say, think for yourself. Which disqualifies me from being a religious figure. It's like rule three or something. And then your first one is, how did it come to get to this stage? I think partly really bad fucking luck.
I think you should write a 1,600-page book on this one. Okay.
I mean, it's kind of, I mean, that's an important question.
But we're already here, so.
But we're already here. I mean, the psychopathic killer, which, by the way, I got that image from you in the first place, is in the house, and we're going, so did he come in through the screen door?
But then that's relevant to if the system's taken down, we have to figure out why it was here in the first place, and we know that it can never happen again.
I think that one's been answered about three different ways, though.
Intelligent humans, we're going to figure out some way to become.
Well, intelligent humans, we can figure out some way to get along with each other. It's like my friend Jeanette Armstrong, who's an Okanagan Indian. She said, you know, we within our communities have the same squabbles that you white people do, and. The big difference is that we know we're going to be living here for 500 years, and so I need to figure out how to get along, and so we have communal ways to resolve those disputes, and that's also with the non-humans. We have ways to get along, and so part of it has to do with recognizing we're going to get in fights, but it goes back to the first thing we said about decolonizing your mind. I mean, And then disallowing others from exploiting. That's how you stop it from happening again.
Absolutely, that.
Which seems like a good place to stop.
Seems like a real good place to stop. Okay.
So thank you for your great questions.